Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. And if you're going to join us later on watching the recording, welcome also. My name is Wes Chambers. This is Living Waters Christian Centre's midweek message. And my wife and I are senior leaders of Living Waters Christian Centre here in Christchurch for those who may be just tapping in for the first time. But tonight we have a real treat. We have a very dear friend, Pastor Joe Miller, who's a real veteran of the gospel and a great encouragement to us personally. She's being interviewed by Craig Wilson, who's an elder in Living Waters Christian Centre and a prophet teacher himself. And he's interviewing Joe over a Zoom meeting, which has been recorded. And Joe has been in isolation out in the country with her family, and so wasn't able to be on any sort of live streaming sort of platform. So I just want to tell you a little bit about Pastor Joe Miller. Pastor Jo and she's a dear friend, and her, along with her late husband Barclay, were pioneers and church planters through the 60s and into the early 90s, mid 90s really. And they pioneered some churches, they led some churches, and have been highly regarded in the whole New Life movement. And amongst others as well. Barclay is a Scotsman and a sea captain, I think, by profession way back, and just an incredible sense of humour, great preacher, loved preaching out of Romans. And Joe, just a great encourager, great good preacher in her own right, just loves people and loves especially broken people and seeing them healed and delivered and set free. And Joe, we've had the privilege of having Joe in our church now for the last 15, maybe up to 20 years. And Jo's been an incredible encouragement to us. And she's a dear friend. And she's a wonderful veteran in the gospel. It's wonderful listening to a passionate young person or younger person who's passionate and full of faith. It's just wonderful hearing the encouragement, the revelation they're carrying. But it's also precious and even more significant in a number of ways to hear from a passionate, love, faithful, a veteran of the gospel who has got fruit to show and a longevity in Christ to show and to speak of. And it's just a wonderful thing to glean the treasure out of somebody who's had such a good walk with the Lord. So tonight I want to welcome you to this special recording. And there was a few challenges with the sound and the recording, and the sound did drop out toward the end, so it's had to be edited and a bit, but there is real treasure in here. And if you're able to just tune in and listen to what Joe's got to say, you'll be encouraged in terms of God's provision, for when Joe and Barclay walked through a period of time of about 2.5 years of no income as they were planting a church. And so God bless you. I'd like to hand it over to you, Craig and Joe. Take it away.
Yeah. Okay. So, and there was a time, I think you mentioned that, that there was a time for about 2.5 years when you literally literally put your provision solely in God's hands.
And, yes.
And for 2.5 years, you know, that was literally your sole source of provision. And I don't think you told anyone about it. Was that correct?
Absolutely. And my daughter's just said to me, Mum, I said to her, just a minute ago, I bet you knew about this. And she said, no, I didn't, Mum. And she was 17, just going off to nurse, training. And David was 15, 6'4" and a huge appetite. And of course he needed, sports gear, you know, as a young man. Yep. And he had his new sports coat stolen from, and the kids were, those older two, we felt they needed young people around them, so we suggested and felt that was where they were to go, to New Life Church, to Maroon New Life, and with the young ones there. And David had this, he was a drummer in the New Life band in the church, and he had this brand new sports jacket which he'd hung in the vestibule, and when he came out from their practice, it was gone.
Oh.
Of course, this was a huge loss for us.
Yeah.
And what do? We say, okay, guys, we're going to pray about this. But we'd never told the children that we had no income.
Yeah.
But, of course, we wanted to get it back.
Yeah.
And David's comment was, "Oh, Dad, what can one man do?"
Yeah.
I've never forgotten that. Meaning, God, the one man, what can he do?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
So that's another story. Amazing.
Yeah.
You got it back.
Yeah. But that's so good. And so Barclay was, you and Barclay were pastoring the small church.
Yeah.
And you basically stepped back from taking income from the church. So.
There was nothing to take.
Yeah. So that makes me ask the question. So as a mum, you're wanting to provide great, you know, apart from all the other things in life, you want to provide great meals for your children. So how did you provide food for your family in this time?
Well, we did not tell the children. We felt it was too heavy a load for them.
Sure.
But Barclay and I would fast and pray, and we didn't plague the Lord for finance in particular, but we'd bring to his attention the greater, you know, something that was maybe a larger thing. And
yeah.
The income that we had already saved, we lived on that as sort of a standby thing. But it came to the point, of course, even that had run out.
Sure.
By this time, you're becoming rather practiced at just looking to the Lord. And we decided we were not going to tell other people, because that just undid the joy of knowing that, Lord, this is directly from you. This is you keeping your word. According to your word, you said, you know, if you are our good shepherd, we shall not. And that's anything.
Yeah.
And nobody knew. Our lifestyle never changed. It didn't go up and we became suddenly, you know, wealthy, dripping gold and silver and all that. And it certainly never dropped. It was the same. It continued the same lifestyle. We had a beautiful big two-story home in Maru, and poor Barbie's just now, before I came on air, has confirmed that she knew nothing about, the detail. But she said, "I knew you were living by faith, but you never told it." She said, "You never discussed your finances with us."
Wow.
So we didn't.
It's amazing. So when you went to the grocery store and, you know, once that money that you had ran out and you went to buy groceries, for example, where did the money literally come from?
Different people, Craig. It was absolutely amazing. And this is why we learned very well. We didn't want even initially to tell people, but it confirmed to us we were not going to send horizontally. It was up. It was always. Barclay and I mean, we would never, ever neglect seeking the Lord and just thanking him. It was mainly giving thanks. And we would go out to the mailbox and there'd be checks in the mail and people would they'd phone and say, "Just you go on our house," you know, and we felt you needed finance. How about, you know, we help you there or something, you know, or checks would come in the mail from different people. It absolutely blew us away. And this is a total ongoing. And of course the needs of the children were ever changing.
Yeah.
You know, increasing. But as the needs increased, so the Lord provided miraculously. Carry on. No, I was just going to say till such time as quite remember. Oh, I know. That's how Barclay got into the agriculture company.
Okay. Was there ever a time when you literally, I've heard stories of people sitting down and they literally haven't got any food on the table and they just thank the Lord and then someone knocks at the door with food or something. Any scenario sort of like that?
Yes. We never ever actually, I never ever had an empty plate to lay before the children or ourselves. It seemed more before it was tape time.
Wow.
One occasion, I had a dear aunt lived in Timaru, very dear to my family, And she was widowed and living alone, and she passed away. And so Barclay hosted a funeral. And it was quite something, because I can remember she was a very popular lady, and there were masses of people in the mall. And so I just kept serving cups of tea and coffee until my cupboards ran out as well. And I can remember my younger sister came and helped me doing the serving and entertaining as well, sure, as by showing into the lounge and coming away, introducing her around and coming away and throwing my arms around my sister. And I said, "Jilly, I haven't got another thing." I said, "My cupboards are bare." And yeah, the door had a bell on, the doorbell rang. Here is a lady standing there with a baker's tray full of, you know, how do them, the sandwiches in a couple of lanes and scones, muffins and cakes and cream cakes, all this stuff out in this big baker's tray.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
I haven't forgotten that one.
Yeah. Gosh, that's incredible.
I had nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Or we had, I should say.
Yeah. And what about things like with the children's birthdays and stuff? Because, you know, obviously you like to look out, you know, do special things for children's birthdays. So you never, was there any special provision around any of that you can remember?
I know there was no lack. Our lifetime did not change at all. It was exactly the same as we had always lived, and the children did not know.
Yeah, you know, that
you change. And I mean, kids are pretty discerning.
Yeah.
Once they get up to their teens, very discerning.
Well, yeah, teenagers are pretty smart. They don't miss a trick, do they?
No.
Hey, Jill, what about one of the things that most people don't enjoy is getting those bills in the mail, especially those maybe bills that they didn't necessarily expect. Did you ever get bills in the mail and you thought, how are we going to pay this? And how did that sort of work out as well?
Well, we would always go straight away. I remember one time talking about the car. Barclay inadvertently said, "Oh, Joe," he said, "honey, I need a new car for the tyre."
Yeah.
He meant to say a new tire car, but it was so funny at the time we just collapsed laughing. Car for the tire. I said, we could have a go at that.
Yeah, why not?
Anyway, we got the new tire for the car.
Wow.
Yes, I'm just trying to think of other things, but other than, I can only say during that whole period, the children knew nothing. And nor did anybody else. None of my siblings, parents were both, but his father's on, living in Scotland, and, you know, we didn't tell other family members at all, or friends, nobody else. And of course, so that meant you couldn't get people praying with you either. It was a most exciting time, Craig, in our lives, because you just felt so good. And when the time came and the Lord opened another door for us, and that was the Leiston Church, Pastor Peter Morrow called us and said he felt there was a group out there in Leiston had come out of the Presbyterian Church, and they were meeting, you know, for Bible studies.
Yeah.
And Pastor Peter felt that it would be good if they had a pastor.
Wow.
And asked, would we pray about God?
Well, obviously the interview continued on, but the sound glitches became too much for a good audible message to be coming across there. Joe, Pastor Joe, thank you so much. You've got so much more to tell. We know that. The reason, Craig, you did this interview was because a couple of weeks ago you shared a message on various different streams of income. and looking to different streams of income and how the Lord can provide through different streams, not just the ones that we may have been familiar with. And so we thought that Joe would be a wonderful person to interview because of her experience with her husband, Barclay, and just what she's just been talking about. But I just want to pick up. So thank you so much, Joe. Thank you so much, Craig, for doing that for us. I just want to just run, pick up some of the main points that she spoke about just very briefly and just as a reminder. So during this time of 2.5 years where they weren't able to draw an income from the church, they just went completely off income. They didn't tell anybody. They didn't burden their children with it because they thought that would be too heavy for them to bear. They didn't tell anybody, horizontally in that sense. They wanted all their requests to be vertical to the Lord because partly they wanted the joy of experiencing God providing for them. That's number two. Number three, they didn't plague the Lord, but brought the greater needs to him. So it sounds to me like there was perhaps a level of confidence in his provision over the what they might call the smaller things or the day-to-day things, but it was the bigger things they would bring to him. She also mentioned that her and her husband were in regular prayer and fasting. Obviously, that's a significant key to really live and walk in faith. So then number five, she said a lot of it was actually giving thanks for what God had provided and giving thanks. So we know that giving thanks is very, very powerful because number one, it's about the joy, it's about the focus, it's about the faith, and it's about the gratitude, which is very powerful. Then of course, number six, as she said, as the needs increased, as the children grew, so the provision increased, which is a wonderful thing. Number seven, she talked about the funeral they had to host for her dear auntie and not having any food toward the end, running out of everything they had. And then just at the right time, the lady coming with the big baker's tray of the sandwiches, the buns, the scones and all that sort of thing. That must have been not only a huge relief, but such a joy, to think about and to celebrate that God providing, the food for the family and the hospitality. Kind of reminds you of the water into wine. Deal with the story there. And number eight, she said it was the most exciting time in their lives. So one of the things about faith, genuine faith, is that its foundation is confidence in the character of God. And genuine faith comes by hearing the word, engaging in the word, imbibing the word, and allowing that word to be mixed with faith in your heart, and it produces something that actually gives you a confidence and an ability to move forward in ways that other people looking at you might think you're actually crazy. But it's all to do with confidence in the nature and the character of God. How relevant it is for the times we're in, and especially times of uncertainty for a number of people who are perhaps wondering about their businesses, wondering about their jobs, wondering about their careers, wondering about what's going to be ahead for the next 6 months to a year to 2 years. What is that going to look like? My encouragement to you is be focused on the Lord, endeavor to grow in faith, put your roots down into the love of God, and allow God to be your provider and show himself powerful on your behalf for his glory. If you're a child of God, he loves you. I love what David said. I was once young, but now I'm old. Doesn't really apply to me, but once young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaking, nor a seed begging bread. Isn't that a comforting thing? So maintain your faith in God, maintain your confidence in him. If you don't know him yet, put your trust in him, put your faith in him. He's a good God. He's a good father. That's it from me tonight. Thank you again, Pastor Joe. Thank you, Craig, so much. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Have an awesome life. God bless. Bye-bye.